Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Monday, November 11th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Nikki Tsukinoko, and Baby Pony.
Is she awake with us this week?
Oh, she is awake, and we are hunting the cell phone bars. So don't be surprised if I end up having to call back in. I don't know what's going on with Sprint, but I'm kind of ticked off at them right now. In fact, right now I'm not even sure I'm talking to you because it says I have no bars.
Well, we hear you.
Whoa! Now, I did want to point out that I posted a little announcement about the show starting, and
okay.
I linked My Little Pony Talk to the announcement on Facebook. You might want to go take a look at it.
Okie dokie. Will do as soon as I finish obtaining food.
Here's your spiky wikey. Here's your spiky wikey.
Here's the other half of your sausage. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like Jim's. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Pony Baby has her pony merchandise with her today.
Ah, what did she get?
Might I say, go look at my announcement.
Oh, dear. Did she go on her first trip to Build-A-Bear?
She's gone on her second trip to Build-A-Bear, the first one she's been awake for.
Ah.
I guess it's technically her third trip, if you count when she was in the womb.
That is a good question. Do we count Build-A-Bear trips when they're in utero?
She was in her third trimester. Like, we were pushing late. Getting close to it. And she did seem to move around a lot when we got next to the stuffing machine.
Ah, she heard the stuffing machine and that was it.
And she seemed quite excited about that stuffing machine.
Did she get herself a Pinkie Pie? Or did she get herself a Rainbow Dash?
Her most recent one is Spike. Pinkie Pie was the one I got her before she was born. Rainbow Dash is the one I got her a couple weeks ago.
Ah, very good.
So now all we need is Princess Twilight Sparkle, and we're all caught up on the ones currently in the store.
Very cool, very cool. So do they stuff Spike, or is he already pre-stuffed?
He's pre-stuffed. And he doesn't stand on his own.
Ah.
Oh, that was the cutest. Ah, sneeze. Bless you. She's the only baby I've met so far that tries to suppress her sneezes. And goes,
Does she surprise herself when it happens?
Sometimes she'll tell you all about it. Do you get surprised when you sneeze? Oh, licking the phone.
Phone's not that good.
I'll continue to hold. Okay. Will you please make me that last sausage in there? I'm starving.
Wait. Are you in the air right now?
Yeah.
Just follow your format.
This is our format. This is within. No.
Oh, God.
Pandora gets food, it makes me hungry, and then I want food. That's our fairly standard format.
I agree, that is.
Oh, yeah. Getting kisses from Spike. Oh, rubbing your eyes. You're still a little tired, aren't you, honey bunny? Oh, my mistake. My mistake. Not tired at all. We went to Book Babies today at the library.
Ooh.
We checked out a couple of library books. We checked out a book called The Mommy Book by
Ooh, nice.
Todd Park. Talks about the different kinds of mommies and how they love their kids. There's mommies that drive minivans and mommies that ride motorcycles and mommies that cook and mommies that order pizza, etc. Yeah. And then we also got The Night Before Christmas.
Nice. Classic.
Yep. And I love that the cover credits go as follows. Performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Written by Clement C. Moore. Paintings by Eric Puybere. And I'm not entirely sure that I pronounced that right, but whatever. But yeah, I love that Peter, Paul, and Mary is credited in there.
So, I do want to apologize for any crunching. I'm attempting to eat Texas toast without, you know, completely making too much noise.
No worries, no worries.
It is a little difficult to do that and be on a Bluetooth.
Oh, double eye rub.
Aww.
You just woke up from a nap on me. You still want to go to sleep, huh?
Do you have any pony news this week?
Well, aside from getting Spike, not really. I'm working on a couple of customs, and I finally unleashed my trial figure from its mold. So I think I have a feel for how the mold builder works. So I think I'll finally be able to finish up this pony, hopefully on time.
Yay!
And then I'm also making a pony for Calavista.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. Broke out my epoxy sculpt and everything.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping that it turns out the way I'm envisioning it in my head.
Well, I am sure it will turn out just perfect. Oh,
certainly.
My pony news is I'm going to get to do a swap.
What?
I'm going to get to do a swap.
There's some bars. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Let me try this again. I'm going to get to do a swap.
Oh, you're going to get to do a swap?
Yep.
With who?
My pen pal.
Nice.
She came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, someone's really excited for me. But I haven't been able to get into a swap for a good couple of years simply because, you know, financially can't afford to do it. Time-wise, you know, can't quite find the time, but mostly it was money related. So we're just going to do a swap amongst each other.
Well, you know, I have found my best experiences have actually been private swaps. I love some of the pony, you know, the ponies that I've got in the group swaps and everything. But I think my private swap ponies have generally been like some of my fondest moments. Because it's involved me sending messages such as, "Would you be okay if this pony turned into an Egyptian pony? She really seems to want to be an Egyptian pony." And, of course, the answer was a resounding yes.
There you go. Well, I remember my very first swap, and
yes,
it was actually a Halloween swap.
That's right, it
so,
was.
Yes. That was my very first swap. My second one was a Christmas swap, and I did two partners. And I very vividly remember the one box arriving the day before Christmas. All I know is it came from Microsoft. Because I pulled the package from the door and it's like, Microsoft? Okay, Mom, did you get me like a really expensive Christmas present this year? So I had no indication that it would be a swap box because there was no stickers on it. There was no funny things on it. It was just a plain brown box, a mailing label from Microsoft on it. So I started slicing it open. I got one corner up, and I slammed it down right away. Because I realized it was my second swap box. And that box got shoved right up underneath the Christmas tree. And I refused to open it till Christmas morning.
Cute.
So I opened it after I opened up everything Mom got me. So then it was time, okay, time for the pony swap box, and ripped it open.
Nice.
Yeah, I had, you know, it was a very hard afternoon, you know, so I kept getting tempted by the box. But then luckily we went next door to our neighbor's house for Christmas Eve. So, yeah, I came home, yeah, and I did not care about opening up a box. I just wanted my bed.
We've all had days like this.
Yep. I was full of tamales and Christmas cheer.
Yummy. Fred, I'm really hungry.
I'm afraid to ask what he just said because I think I may have misunderstood his second word.
He's cleaning the multi-species bathroom.
Okay.
So all the words apply to the tasks involving cleaning the multi-species bathroom.
Okay. Then I misunderstood the first word.
Yeah, you got Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, don't you? You've got Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, don't you? You've got Mr. Turtle and Mrs. Monkey with you. Yeah. And Spike. Of course you've got Spike. You're just a lucky little girl.
Sorry, I can't help it. I'm just waiting for another noise to come out of her.
I am not ruining the show. I am adding entertainment value.
Yes. This is baby time with Baby Pony.
Stay right there, Baby Pony. I will be right back. I'm getting my floor pillow.
Ah.
Yeah, it's so funny. Ever since I had the baby, I've found a renewed enjoyment of the library. I haven't been to the library for books in like a long time. You know, 14, 15 years.
Right.
And now that I've got the baby and we're going to book babies and I'm checking out big, colorful picture books for her. Yeah. Big, colorful picture books for you. Then we're going to the library a lot more now. And my husband, Ben, decided to keep us going to the library. He might actually finish reading The Lord of the Rings that I got him 8 years ago. I got him the big, expensive red book with all three books in one volume.
Wow. Okay. Time to hit the arena. Wrong arena.
I really should probably start making time to go to the arena. It's just, with the baby, there's so many things to keep up with, like, in real life.
I know how you feel. I'm right now hitting the arena with the hopes of finding out what happened to Into the Sea, My Little Pony website.
Well, I mean, it looks like they just didn't renew their page. And it's not the first time that happened with Into the Sea, but it is disappointing. Because that was my first informational My Little Pony website.
For me, I think it was my third.
Well, I got on it back in 2009. I was trying to go through my collection, and there were some ponies that I'd had so long that were some of the later years, you know, that I couldn't remember their names. And someone was
right.
Like, oh, you want to go to where the rainbow ends? They've got an ID machine. I'm like, an ID machine? They're like, yeah, you just send a color, and if it's an Earth pony or Pegasus or whatnot, and symbol, and we'll tell you what the name of your pony is. And I'm like, awesome.
Yep. Yeah, and actually, it looks like 2 years ago, around this same time period, they had this same issue. So you're probably right. And I hope it does come back, because it is a great site. The site I used to use was MLP Collector, or My Little Pony Collector.
Is that site still up? I don't think I've been to that one.
No, that site went down during our second season on the air. I remember that site very vividly because what they would do is they created checklists, paper checklists, so that you could go to the store and you had a checklist with you. Or you can go onto a website and you had a paper checklist. This was before the check, before the books came out for going ahead and cataloging your collection. So,
yeah, somewhere floating around here, I have it was a journal type spiral book, you know. And I made that my collection checklist. I went through and I found all the ponies that I already had and did their years. And then I went through and filled in all the other ponies from those years that so I could get, like, sets, like the rainbow ponies, the flutter ponies, the merry-go-round ponies. And it's helped a lot, but I'm not entirely sure where it is right now. It's floating around the apartment somewhere.
Okay.
Did you see the kitty? Are you watching the kitty? Yeah. Oh goodness.
What's wrong?
I just heard and felt a rumbling. A rumbling.
Would that be a rumbling and the tumbling?
No. That is a rumbling in the flank-ish area.
Okay.
And I don't think it's Baby Pony getting her cutie mark.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right. Hey, Daddy? Well, can you just go and get me the stuff so I can change it?
Okay.
I gotta keep her standing up so it doesn't travel. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, better hurry this up. All right, let's see what the damage is. But anyway, do you have any pony news?
Other than getting to do my first swap in a very long time, not really, no. I've been running around the last week having to deal with issues regarding the one thing I do, because we're actually losing the room that we normally use, because our public library has deemed us to be pushy and demanding when we walk into a room and expect it to be set up.
And odd for them to set up a room? Or people
evidently,
that are using it?
Evidently, according to them, you know, everyone else is more accommodating and more understanding. Well, you know what? We're walking in to do an exam. And we have to get these people in here, settled down, check everything, get the books, the exams out, get the rules read, and get it started.
So these are like exams that people pay for, that they have to do for certification or graduation or something.
Exactly.
And the library doesn't understand that these tests generally take quite a while, so if they want their room back on time, you have to be able to start on time?
Right. I mean, we actually booked the room for the entire day, and then they also said about, you know, about free space being available. Well, you know, we can't use everything they have available, first of all. We can't use their projector, so we were trying to put together money to go ahead and buy ourselves a projector.
Why can't you use their projector?
Well, because, you know, people have used and abused their facility in the past.
So
I mean,
some people haven't used it correctly. Nobody gets the opportunity to use it correctly?
Exactly. That's it. So we've been banking money together to try and go ahead and get a projector. And we're finally at that point last week to where I could go ahead, call, put in an order on Office Depot, get us a projector, good to go. We can finally, you know, not hope our speaker has a projector. But then they turned around and said, we can no longer accommodate your group because you guys are just way too demanding. You know, we walk in and the room's not set up. They've moved us because when we set our dates for stuff, they're kind of like locked in stone.
Well, yeah. People take time off of work. These are not tests that happen like every day.
Right. Well, that was the testing. There was a time when they called us up a week before our an exam, and we had a meeting to go ahead and review for the exam. They call us up and go, well, your room isn't going to be available next week. Excuse me, you best better find us someplace else to hold our meeting. Because this stuff is locked in stone. You know, you're going to come up with, well, we're having our carpets redone. And you're telling me that the only day movers can move stuff is on Monday. What they didn't tell me was they were moving offices into there to work for the entire week, which, okay, I can understand. But you're telling me that I have to move my date for my meeting. Well, you know, sorry, I can't. Once we go ahead and book it, and once we go ahead and put it with our association, that's it. You know, short of, you know, the space catching on fire and blowing up or something like that, you know, we're tied to do the event. You know, and as far as it being free space, well, you know, myself, my mother, we're both Berwyn residents. And there's several other people in our group that are Berwyn residents.
So their taxes go to fund the library.
Exactly. And if they were looking for a donation, well, you know what? You just lost it. Because my plans were to go ahead, make sure we can get the equipment we needed, finally get the money together to go ahead and find another venue to go ahead and hold our exams. And then whatever was left over, there you go, there's a donation. But first things first, we have to make sure we can cover ourselves first.
Well, yeah. Well, and why would you donate to some place that basically said, we don't like you?
Exactly. So at this point, it's more along. Yeah. So it's more along the lines of, okay, fine. We'll hold our last meeting there next Monday. We'll go ahead and hold our last exam there next month. And after that, I will be contacting several of the non-for-profits that are around the area that use your location and tell them, you know what? I would reconsider using the location because, you know, they don't seem to, you know, like you unless you hand them cash. So.
To me, they're the ones that sound pushy and demanding, but that's just, I'm just in that sort of a mood recently. We've been having an issue with a medical care facility. My grandma, a couple weeks ago, got her knee replaced, one of her knees replaced.
Okay.
Which is awesome, because she'll have greater mobility, less pain, it's great. The rehab facility she went to, it looked shiny on the outside, but she got terrible substandard care. The passive motion machine that's supposed to help rehabilitate her leg and her knee, they didn't use all the parts to it all the time, and they were supposed to use the whole thing the way it was intended. There was a boot piece that they were supposed to use the whole time. It kind of keeps the foot, you know, in the right place and from getting too swollen, and they didn't use that all the time.
Oh, dear.
Which is probably why her ankles hurt, why she was complaining that her ankles hurt worse than her knee.
Yeah.
And then when the machine isn't theirs, the machine is a prescription written for her for limited use. And when they sent it home with her, first of all, they didn't make sure it went home the day she went home. I had to go and pick it up for her. And when they gave it to me, I didn't know, you know, what all I was supposed to be picking up, but they didn't give her the boot. So then I had to drive back out there to go get the boot piece, and they say they can't find it. It's missing.
Oh,
It's a place called The Pearl in Lake Oswego. And it's an Avamere place, and I am just headed up to here with them.
Mm-hmm. Was this someplace that the doctor recommended to go to?
Well, the doctor kind of had a list, but Grandma checked out, like, all these different places before her surgery, and this one looked nice, and it was supposed to be such a good place, and she liked the look of it, and the food, you know, on their menu looked like really good food. It just, it's all a facade.
Yeah, the best idea
You think you're going to Camp Krusty, and you end up going to Krusty's sweatshop. Sorry for the Simpsons reference, but that's the best way I can put it.
Oh, I love it. Sounds perfect. Yeah, whenever you have something like that done, it's always best to go with whatever places the doctor recommends. Okay? Simply because they have a working relationship with those places, and they know that, okay, you go there, you're going to get the care that you need to get.
Yeah, it's just, it's been frustrating because it was supposed to be like a 5-star facility. And apparently just in the last couple of weeks, these problems with equipment that doesn't belong to the facility disappearing has started to happening. So I think there's someone in the who works for the facility that's absconding with parts that they feel won't be missed, but that they can sell on eBay.
Yeah.
But we're in the process of dealing with it from multiple angles. Grandma called the people who provided the machine, and they're going to deal with the facility because they want their stuff back.
Right.
And she's supposed to be using that with the machine every time, not just whenever somebody feels like doing it, you know?
Right.
So, and then we're trying to go to the administrator, but she doesn't seem to feel the need to actually meet with the appointment.
Yeah, well, see, what it is it's probably one of these facilities that works on their own. They don't have any orthopedics they work with. So, therefore, they just do whatever they want to, because a place that does work with orthopedics on a regular basis, they know better. Because if this place did on a regular basis work with them, they would know that, hey, if this is a patient from a new orthopedic, hey, you know what? This is our way of going ahead and getting our name out to a new orthopedic to obtain more patients.
Yeah, it's been trying. And Avamere is they have facilities everywhere.
Okay.
It's just, apparently there's no coordination, really. It's like, you know, you have a chain of grocery stores, but not all the grocery stores are the same.
Yeah.
Avamere has, like, bundled all these different types of care facilities, memory care, rehabilitation, physical therapy, long-term care, but they're not all handled by the same people. You know, there's different staff at each one, and even, like, none of the staff at the Pearl seems to communicate with each other. So, like, when Grandma called to say, you sent home my machine, but you didn't send home the boot that goes with it, I need that, they said, oh, yeah, just come on in and we'll give it back to you. I drive out there. We don't know what you're talking about. Do you know who she talked to? We don't know who she talked to.
Right.
It's not in our records that she called. Are you sure she called? They could describe the part to me, and yet at the same time told me that I had to bring the machine all the way back in before they could know what part I needed.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, so for just for future reference, if you're going to an orthopedic and he hands you a list, go with what's on the list. Because
I think her sisters may have recommended the Pearl because they live out in Lake Oswego, my great aunt.
Did they ever go there?
No.
There is another thing. Don't ever go someplace where somebody has not actually received care at.
Well, now Grandma's like kind of upset with her sisters, you know? Because they're like, oh, you got to go to this place. It's just so beautiful. And they went out and looked, you know, with her and sold her on it. And she's telling them everything that happened. And the part I'm telling you about is not the worst of what happened. And
I can imagine.
Well, you can't, like, judge them just based on that. I mean, that's just one thing.
That is everything you judge them on. You don't judge a place by, oh, look at all the pretty flowers. You judge them by the care they give at a medical facility. I don't care if the place looks like it's about to fall down. If they give excellent care, I'd rather go to the place that looks like it's about to fall down rather than go to the place that looks shiny, bright, new, and give substandard care.
Yeah. And I think they're trying to convince Grandma that their recommendation wasn't wrong and that, she, you know, a couple of things wasn't a bad place, but I think it is. You're paying that much money? You could have got better care going to a hotel and hiring a massage therapist.
Exactly.
And it would have been cheaper.
So, I mean, healthcare, it's tricky.
Well, and there's so many people that take advantage of the elderly or people, you know, mental problems or whatever. Oh, well, you know, all old people have to feel different people. And they try to pass it off as, well, it's not actually real because the person complaining is elderly. And that's crap.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, let's not talk about this anymore. I'm just going to get upset again. Let's talk about ponies. That's what we're on.
Well, actually, I've got one last thing to say about space for my group.
Oh, okay.
Last week I was able to call another local library who's more than happy to have us. The only thing is we've got to pay $50 to rent the room. I'd personally rather pay $50.
Hey, if you pay the $50 and they're going to accommodate you and not, you know, book you and then unbook you, go for the $50.
You
just want to establish that I'm on a plane. Really wish you had. Yes, let's get to Ponyville. We've got some accessory playsets and ponies coming up.
Okie dokie. Do you want to go ahead and start? Because I'm currently in my basement.
Sure.
The laundry never stops, especially when you're running around doing 15,000 other things.
I understand completely. All right. So our first Ponyville 2008 is part of the Ponyville Accessory Play Sets and Ponies. It is Music with Star Song.
Cool.
Star Song is, of course, the Purple Pegasus. And I love this pony because her hair colors are the right colors, her body's the right colors, but not only that, her symbol is spot on, despite the fact that she's, like, smaller than a quarter. And her wings are still have the dark purple, the light purple gradient.
So, woohoo, Hasbro.
Star Song with Music, or Music Star Song, comes with a dark pink music stand, a light pink keyboard, piano, orange head attachment, and then a music case that seems to maybe have some other instruments in it that are yellow, and the case is green, and then also some sheet music.
Nice.
Sheet music. It's actually like a pink sheet of paper with like My Little Pony logo and flowers and stuff. But presumably it's supposed to be the sheet.
Hey, they read sheet music differently in Ponyville.
It's a pony playing a trumpet. I mean, you gotta give some allowances, I suppose.
I agree. Do you want to come in?
Yeah, when I get a pony playing. I mean, it's a trumpet. Like, it has a little button. They didn't have fingers, so I kind of want to know how that works.
I do, too. Wow, that was cold. Oh, by the way, if anyone would care to know, Chicago has had its first snowfall of the year.
Oh, congratulations.
No. That is bad.
Well, fine, when Mrs. Complaint. Yeah, send the snow this way.
No.
When we have snow in November, that means it's going to be a rough winter.
Send us all your snow.
Oh.
Send us all your snow.
No, no, no.
My husband still has, like, 3 months of or 12 weeks of sick time to use. Send us all your snow.
I would if I could. I would totally write a letter to God saying, please send all your snow to Washington.
Oregon.
Whatever snow you had. Okay. Whatever snow you had in mind for Chicago, send it all to Oregon.
Specifically the western part of Oregon, because the eastern part of Oregon gets their fair share. It's us who live closer to the coast that get, pardon the expression, screwed out of snow.
You are more than welcome to have ours, because I was out running around today trying to get to the hotel. I was looking to book for exams. Yeah, and it started to snow. It was like, yuck. But back to Star Song.
Well, that's pretty much it for Star Song.
Oh, okay.
So our next one is the popcorn cart with Cheerlee.
Ooh.
Cheerlee is the Earth Pony version. and she has a popcorn cart that actually has a lot of, I think, a lot of detail. The base of the cart is hot pink. The wheels are bright green with yellow spokes, rims, whatever you want to call them. It looks like a white frill on the around the top of the base, and then it's got a clear sort of window like a real popcorn cart that you can see the popcorn inside, and then it's got an orange top that's like light orange and dark orange. Yeah, it is. And it's got a dark pink heart on the top of it, plus the petal and the handle or whatever on it is orange. She also comes with a pink hat that's basically unrecognizable as a hat. Useless. She comes with a sack of popcorn that attaches to her leg. And a green and yellow soda that also attaches to a leg. So she's got some neat accessories. And the remark on this particular page of MLPland.com says, Hasbro calls this pony Cheerily, but it should be Cherry Blossom. It should be pointed out at one point, she was Cherry Blossom, but she became Cheerily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily incorrect, Hasbro calling her Cheerily.
That is very true. I don't know why they changed her. I don't know what the point was. I mean,
I think they were hoping that we would forget that there used to be more unicorns.
I think so. Because, yes, Cherry Blossom, or Cherry Lee, was originally a unicorn. So, they just rammed her together with Cherry Blossom and thought that maybe we wouldn't notice.
Yep.
But, boy, did we notice.
Well, unicorns are my favorite.
Mine too.
To me, the G3s did not have enough unicorns or Pegasi.
Mm-mm.
Nothing wrong with some of these, but there was really, I feel, a stronger lack of unicorns and Pegasi than the G1s had.
Definitely.
All right, so our next one is Roller Skating Party with Pinkie Pie.
Because,
of course, one should be some sort of party theme with Pinkie Pie. No offense, Pinkie Pie.
Mm-hmm.
So Pinkie Pie is, dare I say it, pink.
Mm-hmm.
She comes with a party hat, plastic party hat, that is aqua with white sort of candy cane stripes around it. And, like, a red little bobbly thing on the top. And she has matching roller skates that are aqua and dark pink. Yeah, it's true, she does. She's got a skirt that's dark pink and white. She's got a present that looks strikingly similar to the presents that we find in the wedding set for the G4s.
Ooh.
Probably smaller, though, a little bit. But
yeah.
It couldn't be by that much, because it's almost as tall as the pony at the shoulder. So a giant white present with a dark pink bow. She's got a boombox that is blue and purple and light pink. And she's got an ice cream cone that attaches to one leg and a bunch of balloons in blue, yellow, and orange but attached to another leg. So at least there's a lot of colors in the accessories.
Nice.
They did actually put quite a bit of detail. It's not just like, you know, the boombox isn't just like a solid color. It's got, you know, four colors. The balloons, the strings are white. The balloons are separate colors. They put a lot of good details into such small accessories.
That they definitely do.
And you know what that tells me?
What's that?
They could have done it with the bigger ones. They just chose not to. All right, so that's basically all about the roller skating party with Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, and if you notice, a lot of these little sets, once we get to the building play sets, you'll notice that a lot of them seem to go with those bigger play sets.
Huh. Now, our next one is absolutely adorable. I don't know if you're at your computer yet, but it is Scootalong with Scootaloo.
Yeah, I love that little rabbit with the one long ear and the one short ear.
It's very cute, but what I like is how much detail is in her scooter and all
yes.
the accessories. More details in those than there is in the big version. So why don't you describe the accessories for this one?
Alrighty then. Well, we have Scootaloo. And with her comes a little bunny rabbit who is pink, has little pink in her, little light pink in her ears, light pink nose, black eyes, white with white dots. So it's an adorable looking rabbit. I said it looks like one ear is longer than the other. She comes with her little scooter that is mainly a pale green. It's almost yellow, but it's a pale green. Her bumper and her caps over her rear wheels are yellow. Her handlebars and the scalloping are both a dark maroonish. And this scalloping does go on the little basket on the back, which is purple. And can carry two flowers, which are that dark pink, almost magenta, and green. Her helmet is mainly yellow with a pink flower and pink visor, a transparent pink water bottle, and a very small little backpack. That actually is, again, that darker pink that attaches to her leg. Oh, and white wheels.
It's just a really beautiful set. And, of course, Scootaloo is adorable because she's got such bold colors. And I like that in a pony.
I do, too.
You know, it's part of why, but not entirely why, I liked Glory and Moondancer in the G1s. They have really bold colors. You know, the white body, the dark hair. And then also Moonstone. Again, bold colors. That dark blue for a pony. And the rainbow hair. I'm a big fan of bold colors. I'm not really into the pastels so much. The pink ponies have to be special for me to have, like, feelings for them. Like, I love the G1 pink ponies because I know them.
Yeah.
And I like G4 Pinkie Pie because she's insane. It has multiple personalities. Who doesn't like a pony with multiple personalities? But as a whole, like, most of, like, the G3s, the that were pink, I thought were kind of boring.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely...
custom fodder.
Yeah. And definitely, yeah, Pinkie Pie in the G4s is kooky and crazy and has multiple personalities. Oh, I forgot to mention, I finally started watching... I started watching Equestria Girls since it's on Netflix.
Have you finished it yet?
No. I've gotten to the point where she met Fluttershy in the human world.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Oh, no, wait. I'm at the part where she met Principal Celestia. And
oh,
she's
yes.
walking in, bowed down. I mean, I'm just sitting here just laughing already. I think it's definitely one of those movies that is going to be very surprising.
Yeah, I'm actually considering buying the DVD now. I think it was a good move putting it on Netflix because I probably wouldn't have given it a chance otherwise.
Right. And that's how I typically go with movies. I'll go ahead and I'll rent them on Netflix first. That's how I've been getting all my anime. It's like, okay, if I like it on Netflix, I'll go ahead and buy the DVD set just in case it goes off of Netflix and I can't find it anymore. And then there are some movies that I just turn on, turn off, and put it back in the mail.
Yep, for me, like, I've found a lot of surprisingly good movies on Netflix. The Secret of Moon Acre was one that I thought would be really, like, a drag to watch. I mean, like, time would drag by. But I actually really enjoyed it, enough that I've watched it, like, I don't know, a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it doesn't hurt that it has Tim Curry in it as the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I watched Equestria Girls on Netflix, and... I feel much different about it now than when I first heard the concept. I was very not enthusiastic about the concept. And then when I've seen the dolls, I'm not that impressed with the dolls, especially the fact that, like, they don't have actual feet. They have shoes. They're all boots, and they just, like, flip on and off. I guess Bratz dolls do that, too.
Yeah.
And so I'm not impressed with that. I think that's crap. But the movie was actually, it wasn't a 5-star, but I did give it a 4.
Well, I've just started watching it, so I'm going to give it myself some time.
Well, watch it, because I want to talk with you about it, but I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Thank you.
So what? We can have a whole episode devoted to discussing Equestria Girls. I think we should. Because there were a lot of elements that I liked and some elements I didn't like, and I would really like to discuss it.
Well, I'll definitely keep an eye on trying to finish watching it. So hopefully
you
I will.
You don't have to send you a text message every day saying, have you watched it yet, until you tell me yes. Have you watched it yet? 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 My little pony, my little pony, my little pony. Just wonder what friendship could be, my little pony. Sorry, I'm entertaining the baby.
No problem.
All right, so that was Scootin' Along with Scootaloo. Now we're moving on to Scootaloo Dressed Like a Clown. Yes, that is in fact what it's called, Scootaloo Dressed Like a Clown.
Yes. Poor Scootaloo. She's even got the big shoes.
I know. It seems like the accessories to me say that she couldn't decide what she was, a clown or a magician. Because have you noticed that her vanity has clown shoes, but it also has white bunny rabbits in bow ties?
Yes.
You know, she's got a top hat that one might suspect he would pull rabbits out of, even though it is green. But she's also got a yellow animal balloon, presumably a pony, that attaches to her foot. She's got an aqua green skirt with white trim that really doesn't say clown or magician to me. And then, of course, those light pink clown shoes with the dark pink soles.
Yes.
It's just shameful. This I feel like this one was a mistake. Nothing about Scootaloo screams circus clown or magician to me. To me, Scootaloo has always been the sporty one, not the funny one. You know? Pinkie Pie
yeah.
is the funny one. Pinkie Pie is the one that's supposed to have a near-death experience involving a brush with helium balloon. You know? Not Scootaloo.
I like that one.
Scootaloo is the one that's supposed to be beating up Pinkie Pie for her lunch money. Yes, I've made up stories about all of these ponies.
Oh, my God. Scootaloo is supposed to be
an athletic bully.
Oh, my God.
She drives a pony equivalent of a motorcycle. Come on now. She's got a cowboy hat.
This is true.
Cowboy hat, motorcycle. She's clearly in some sort of biker gang. I'm surprised they haven't given her a jacket with fringe yet. That would go with both the cowboy hat and the motorcycle.
I definitely agree.
Me and my craziness. All right, so I guess I will take us to Tea with Rainbow Dash, and then you can do Time to Bake with Cheerily and Treats with Tularula. So, Tea with Rainbow Dash.
Okay.
And I have mixed feelings on Tea with Rainbow Dash because I absolutely love how Rainbow Dash looks. I love her pose. I think she's really cute. But out of all the accessory set ponies we've seen so far, this one is the most boring. You know, the teapot,
yeah.
the milk pitcher, and the sugar bowl are all just solid pink. No attempt was made to give any sort of detail to it, even though it clearly has details molded into it. And the tea tray... that the teapot milk pitcher and sugar bowl sit on is just dark pink. Again, no other detail to it. There's another tray that has two plain white plates, two white teacups, and then a plate of muffins. The muffins don't separate. The muffins are a different color than the plate. The plate, I think, is white, but it kind of looks gray. I don't really know. The tray that it sits on is just a plain purple. Again, there's really no, like, there's no chocolate chips on the muffins. There's nothing really special about the plates or the teacups. There's no pattern to them. It's pretty yes. basic cafe coffee shop cups and plates as far as I'm concerned. You know, no design, no frills. It holds your drink.
Right.
And then there is more detail on the actual tea cart that she pushes, but the colors are boring. The tea cart is a light pink with white wheels with dark pink spokes and a dark pink. I think that's the bottom level to that tray. A dark pink pedal, dark pink handlebars. It looks like the tray is supposed to have a white tablecloth, and then maybe something printed on it that's in the colors of purple and blue or aqua. But, I mean, it's all like, hey, these are girl colors. You know, there's nothing special about it.
Right.
It's the same thing we've seen done over and over and over again, which is really a shame because they could have done so much more. And, I mean, it's tea. Tea is not supposed to be a plain Jane thing. I just drink tea out of a cup and saucer that's painted like Thomas Kincaid. Okay? Tea cups and tea saucers are not plain white unless you are running a cafe and they're like the cheap stuff that you buy.
Right.
Sorry, that's just how it is. Or if you're buying, it might be expensive if you're buying Lennox and you're getting like white with an off-white or a silvery sort of decoration on it, but then there's still that detailing, you know? There's at least a
exactly.
matte versus gloss to it. So I feel like they really dropped the ball on this one. And more importantly, I think Sweetie Belle should have had the tea because Sweetie Belle's the one that's into sweet, and Rainbow Dash is supposed to be like the fashionista in the G3 line.
Yeah.
She's not the one serving tea. She might be hosting
definitely
a tea and forcing Sweetie Belle to serve the tea, but yeah, I feel like they kind of dropped the ball on that one. All right, so why don't you do Time to Bake with Cheerilee?
Okay, Time to Bake with Miss Cheerilee. Again, does not make any sense, but okay, we'll go with it. We have Cheerilee.
Cheerilee's supposed to be the bookworm. To kind of teach her authority figure.
Unless she's
even in the
maybe she's teaching. Maybe she's teaching home ec.
Maybe, but I still think this should be another Sweetie Belle one.
I agree there. I definitely agree there. But I think this was just a little bit before Sweetie Belle, maybe. No, wait, no.
Maybe. No, this is 2008.
Wait. 2008, did Sweetie Belle come out?
2007?
No, it was till 2009 Sweetie Belle came out.
Oh, okay. So that's why.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll forgive them then. They didn't have Sweetie Belle yet.
Yeah, Sweetie. Sweetie Belle was a G3.5 creation.
Well, but you know who they did have? They had Portobello and Lickety Split.
Yep. Yep, that is definitely true. They could have ran the oven. But it is a cute set, even though it comes with the wrong pony, in our opinion. You have Jira Lee. She comes with a little chef's hat, which is really cute and puffy, and it's white and with a big old pink heart on it. A yellow mixing spoon that goes great, that attaches to her leg, which kind of doesn't work with the white mixing bowl that attaches to the leg, unless you can attach the bowl first and then attach the spoon and make it like she's taking in, working the dough. And then she has, I guess she'll agree. I guess Pony Baby agrees with me. Then you have a pink rolling pin. You have a pink pan with, it looks like chocolate chip cookies to me. And then you have a baking pan for four cupcakes, which are all attached together. Evidently she screwed up the recipe for the frosting, and unfortunately glued them all together, so they no longer come apart. But her oven is the cutest thing. It is all orange. It has a pink door that opens up, and you can slide the... It resembles a real stove and oven, because it has two racks you can go ahead and put cookies on or the cupcakes on. You close it up. There's a top. The top of the oven or the top of the stove actually looks like a real stove. Granted, it's not 3D, it's all sticker-based, but it looks like it has a little spot for, you know, cooking on. And then it has a partial heart design that goes ahead and shows the book, the flower, the timer, and all the little things that you need when you're going ahead and baking cookies or cupcakes.
Now, I want to point out, if you take a look at that flower, the sticker that has for the oven that has the flower,
yes.
Does that look familiar to you? It should.
Okay. Oh, wait. Stove is 3D. Sorry.
That, to me, looks like the sack of flour from the sticker for Dream Castle, G1 Dream Castle.
Oh, you are correct. Sorry, I was right up on top of it and trying to look at it and not blind myself all at the same time.
We are excited about that flower. Yeah. I don't know if you've been hearing the commentary over here.
Yes, I have. So, but yeah, it is a cute set, even though it does have the wrong ponies. Oh, and Samantha
Crystal.
Yes, she is currently in the chat room. I forgot to mention that.
Oh!
So she and I have been kind of chatting back and forth when I remember to check back.
Yeah, the reason why I'm not in the chat room is because, like, my hands aren't really free. I can click back and forward and stuff, but I can't really type right now.
Okay.
My hands are full of baby. All right. Yeah, I will admit that despite the fact that most of the accessories are kind of plain Jane and the hat is regrettable, that oven is adorable.
It is. I mean, it looks so realistic. You know,
I just wish that they could have done more details on some of the other things as well.
I agree.
All right. And then treats with Tula Rua. This one is more, this one's a little bit better.
Okay, treats with Tula Rua. Oh.
And of course, now this Tula Rua is the pink one. Yes, the pink one. She, yeah. Oh, we're excited about that. The pink one with the pink hat. The pink one with the pink hat. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah, we like that one. We have the Easter one, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Well, this set is cute.
There's two Tula Ruas.
Too cool. But this set is actually cute in its own right as well. It comes with the, I say, the best appliance in the kitchen ever to be created.
Yes, I love the 50s refrigerator.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It does look very 50s. It even has the ice tray exactly where it's supposed to be in a little nook.
It does.
That's how those old ones were. I mean, they had a little nook for your little ice tray. Not like now, they have an entire drawer for your ice tray. But I digress. It comes with a blue, pink, and white refrigerator. It is mainly white. The door is blue. The handles are dark pink. And there are light pink flowers on it. Very cute. There is a half a gallon of milk. What do you think?
Oh, we love the refrigerator, don't we?
Yes, but what about the half a gallon of milk?
We like the milk, but I'm more into the milk than she is because she doesn't drink cow milk yet.
Ah, okay. Well, it is a half a gallon of milk, which for some reason is currently being stuck in the freezer. I don't know about that. Typically, to me, milk in the freezer.
You show off the freezer.
What's that again?
I think it's just so they would have an excuse to show off the freezer and the little ice tray in there.
Ah, this is true. This is true. So it is pink. It is white with pink flowers on it. You have an orange cup. You have some fruit. You have two bananas and an apple. A pink plate with three heart-shaped cookies, which are yellow and brown. A pink plate with bread and french fries, which I think that's supposed to be a sandwich. At least that's what I think.
I think the white thing is supposed to be a sandwich.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's supposed to be potato chips, not french fries, but we do have to remember the site is kept up to date by someone who is in the UK.
Well, and so, I mean, even the English is British English, not American English. If you look at the flags, there's Dutch and
British English. So when they say chips, they probably do mean what we consider to be French fries. Because in England, chips are French fries. Things we call chips, they call crisps. And things we call cookies, they call biscuits.
Yep.
And muffins are what we call English muffins, and what we call muffins, they call tea cakes.
Yep.
I've been watching a lot of Miss Marple and Midsummer Murders and Hercule Poirot, etc.
Ah. So, okay, that explains
it. And Doctor Who. A lot of British movies.
Can't forget Doctor Who. But then you also have a green bowl
with the 50th anniversary episode coming up, The Day of the Doctor. Mm-hmm. So excited.
Are you good now?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. And you also have a green bowl with yellow cereal, so maybe it's Corn Pops. I'm voting Corn Pops.
I'm going to say it's Life cereal.
You say Life, I say Corn Pops. I wonder what our studio audience has to say. Oh, according to Samantha, it looks like Cheerios.
Ah.
So we Yes.
Apple cinnamon Cheerios, don't bother with them anymore. They've completely changed the recipe from when they first came out. They're really weird tasting.
Are they one of those ones that now has 30% less sugar?
I don't know, but they don't have the apple bits in the middle of them anymore, and they don't taste like cinnamon either.
Oh, wait, you said Cheerios?
Yep, apple cinnamon Cheerios.
It's the gluten-free thing.
Well, they taste weird. I don't like them. Stick with Honey Nut Cheerios.
At least I think it's the gluten-free thing.
Mm.
No, they still have gluten in them, I think.
Well, aren't they oats? Aren't they made of rolled oats?
Yeah.
Then they're gluten-free. Unless there's also wheat in there.
Hold on.
All
right, anyway, Cheerios.
Yes?
Oh, that's what, hold on. Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of people that have been saying that, yeah, they did change the recipe.
Yeah.
And actually, it looks like they changed these back in 2009.
Yeah, I'm not a big Cheerio eater, but I just had a hankering for, like, apple cinnamon Cheerios, and I tried them, and they were disgusting. Well, anyway, so is there any other accessories with this set?
Nope, that looks like it is it.
That's it for this set.
So, oh my God, we actually finished an entire set and we still have half an hour.
Oh,
Wow. We were on task today.
Wow. I cannot believe it.
Well, let's see if we can get through this next group.
That would be nice. Our next set is the building play sets. And this is where you're going to see what I was talking about in regards to a lot of the accessory sets look like they were created to go along with the play sets.
Ah, I see what you mean.
A lot of them do look like they're just, you know, extra accessories to go along with the playset and an extra pony, which I don't mind.
Actually,
you know?
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
If they work together,
I mean, the
with set, the building sets.
Yeah, the sets.
That's marketing.
The building sets weren't too horribly expensive. The accessory sets were definitely not too horribly expensive. So maybe you could, you know, maybe little Susie wanted, you know, the hot chocolate cafe, and she wanted the little tea set thing to go with it. Well, you know, you could always say, okay, how about this? We'll get you the tea set thing today, and then on another day we'll come back and get the hot chocolate cafe.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Well, and we're on the hot chocolate cafe. That's the first one we're starting off with. It's got Pinkie Pie, which isn't really much to note about. But the hot chocolate cafe is great because
it looks cute, like
a giant mug of hot chocolate. And to me... And to me, it's reminiscent of the Rose Petal Place house. I don't know if you're very familiar with Rose Petal Place, but Rose Petal built her home in a watering can that she cleaned until it shined. And it looked very similar to this in many ways. It was pink. It had a handle, which was also pink. It had a top floor. It had, like, a music stand on it. But it just, you could tell what it was originally and that it had been converted into a building. And it's the same with this. You can tell that this was like a big mug of hot chocolate and now it's a building.
Right. Yeah. It is definitely... way, 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 way above cute and adorable.
Well, and they put so much detail into it that, like, we could spend all day just describing the building. Because the outside has, like, a candy stripe awning. It's got a green door. There's some hot pink details on the door. There's some white details on the door. There's a sign. There's stickers for the sign, stickers for the windows next to the door, so it looks like there's ponies in there. I mean, there's just so much that we really don't have enough time to do it justice. Not to mention all the molded stuff that's not specifically colored any different than the building, but it's fun to look at.
But we will come back to it when we are doing our big play sets. We will come back to these play sets as well and give them the entire justice that they deserve. The big reason why I want to go ahead and do these sets is to go ahead and point out which of the smaller sets would actually go with it.
That is a good point. So we won't go into a whole lot of detail, but I will just say that I love the hot chocolate building, and it would go good with the tea set, and I dare say it might even be able to pair with the baking set, because what goes better with hot chocolate than some more chocolate in the form of a cake or a muffin?
Hear year.
Or cookies. Cookies go with hot chocolate.
Hey, you cannot have hot chocolate without cookies. That is just a crime against culture.
Well, you can,
it's
but if
crime.
You're going to do that, you should at least have marshmallows.
Exactly. I definitely
agree.
Right.
So our next one, our next building is the Popcorn Movie Theater.
Which, I have a story behind getting this one.
Ooh.
I was actually trying to find all the building play sets. And at the time, I had missed this one. And I took, and, you know, a few weeks later, I ended up in the clearance section at Walmart because you can generally find me in the clearance section at Walmart. If it's clearance, I'm there. But I digress. I'm in the clearance section, and I look down. And what would you believe I found?
This set?
I found two of them.
Nice.
For, I think it was like anywhere between $3 or $5. So they were marked down on clearance pretty nicely. So of course I snatched both of them up. I put one away for just in case, and I ended up having to do a swap, and what would you believe that the one person wanted?
The Popcorn Theater?
Yes. So it was kind of like perfect move grabbing it because I had exactly what they wanted.
Mint in box, no less.
Yes. Granted, the one box was damaged. I kept the damaged one. I sent the other one along. But, I mean, you cannot beat that.
Indeed.
So, and of course, the Popcorn Movie Theater goes perfectly with the popcorn cart with Cheerilee.
I agree. And I would like to say that while there's different art styles on the inside of the building, like two of the parts of the building on the inside look like they've got the Ponyville style, but there's one part that looks like it's supposed to be the movie screen. And it looks like the regular G3 style.
Actually, doesn't it look like the Princess Promenade movie?
I haven't seen the Princess Promenade movie. But
oh.
It does look like that there's princess accessories in there.
Definitely.
And,
it looks like... Okay, what it is?
It looks like a boy to me.
Might be. But it looks like there's movie tickets with this set, and then you put those into, I guess, a special slot. And that's what's supposed to be the movie projection.
Oh, nice!
Because if you notice, the item that's sticking out of the theater is the same shape as the little movie ticket.
Oh, I see that now. That's really cool.
It is. It's cute.
But yeah, you're right. The popcorn cart would go really good with the popcorn movie theater.
Yeah. And not just because they both say popcorn.
But, I mean, it makes sense to have popcorn for sale at a movie theater.
Yes. That's typical. So, Up next, we have Rainbow Dash's Rainbow House. And I think that one goes very good with the dress-up sets.
Yeah, I think that, like, the Scandaloo dressed up like a clown would be a good example.
Time to Bake with Cheerilee would also go good with this one. You know, have
yeah.
a little kitchen. Tea with Rainbow Dash would go good with this one.
Especially because the Rainbow Dash and Tea with Rainbow Dash is way cuter than the Rainbow Dash that comes with this set.
Yes.
This is one of the skeleton-looking ones.
Yeah, you could toss out one Rainbow Dash and use the other one. So, and then we have the Roller Skate Party Cake, which roller skating party with Pinkie Pie, let's just say, goes perfect with this.
And that is a really cute set, too. Mind you, it does give you two Pinkie
Pies. Yep.
It would give you two Pinkie Pies, but there is nothing to say that you must keep all the Pinkie Pies together.
Exactly.
Unless you wanted to do a recreation of Too Many Pinkie Pies.
Oh,
there you go.
Fun. You're fine, baby doll.
It's 6:45. We're almost done.
Yeah. And then you have Star Song's Stage Show Bus, which do I have to say which set goes with this one?
Hold on, let me catch up here. All right, so now we're on Star Song Stage Show Bus.
Yep.
Whoa. So this is clearly music with Star Song.
Yes.
Which
and yes, this means...
So, yes, that would give you two Star Songs, but you could always customize one to be a different pony.
Exactly.
Or hire me to customize one to be different.
There you go.
Shameless plug.
And then last but not least, holy cow, wait a minute. They did come out with Sweetie Belle. She must have been released later on in the year.
Maybe.
Which would explain why she didn't come with the baking sets.
But, you know,
man,
I think Scootaloo could go with this set.
Oh, yeah.
And then also any of the baking sets could go with this set. The popcorn could go with this set because it's an amusement park.
Oh, yeah. And this set is huge. This set is one of the biggest play sets for Ponyville they ever made. This, I think, rivals Paradise Estate.
It couldn't possibly be as big as Paradise Estate, but I suppose in comparison to the size of the ponies.
Well, if you look at it, it's three parts.
Well, it is, but, I mean, look at it. I mean, when you look at it in comparison to the size of the pony, it's maybe about as wide as Dream Castle.
Maybe.
With the three parts.
Maybe. Of course, depending upon how you set it up. I guess.
Yeah.
So, but as I stated, we will come back play sets for Ponyville when we go ahead and do our play set specials. So it's not that we're trying to, you know, downgrade them. It's just that we want to give them their just desserts when we know we have enough time to.
Yeah, well, we are going to have some specials specifically for the playsets because the playsets are so involved. Plus, we want to make sure we can look up and make sure we're getting all the accessories, all the stickers.
Exactly.
Because the site does not necessarily always go into all the details of everything that comes with. Sometimes it just shows a picture.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to do a little bit of research to make sure we aren't forgetting anything.
Exactly. So, but holy cow, we're finished with everything with 12 minutes to spare. Can you believe it?
It's amazing. We have been remarkably on task.
We are.
We're playing with Pinkie Pie.
Okay.
And for the record, I love Build-A-Bear, but the only pony-specific sound to get with the ponies that's worth it is the theme song, because all their sound bites aren't actually legitimate sound bites from the show. They're, like, not the same voice actresses and everything.
Okay.
It's more like the kind of voices you get in the Talking Princess Celestia, Talking Twilight Sparkle. Hi, I'm Twilight Sparkle. I'd like to study. Ha, ha, ha.
Good to know.
Yeah. If they were the actual sound bites from the show, I would totally have gone for it. But the only thing actually from the show is the theme song. Yes, it's the theme song that you've heard over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Yes. From the time you was just some dividing cells. Yeah. Dividing cells. Yeah. All right. So
we've got about 10 minutes left of the show. So...
a few things. Next week, I will not be on. We do have a customizer coming on, which I got to send you all for information, make sure I centered the list of questions. What do you want to do about the 25th of November?
I believe my husband has that week off. Or, Fred, what is your week off? Ha, 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 ha. Starting the 17th or starting the 24th?
Starting the 17th.
Oh.
Ending
the 20th. Crap. Okay, well... we need another customizer.
Okay. I'll be available. But my question was, did you want to go ahead and take off that Monday because it is a holiday? It's a holiday week, I should say.
I don't think we need to.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the holiday itself isn't actually till the 28th.
Okay.
So, I mean, unless you have, like, a big party or something to go to on Monday.
Nope.
Well, Maybe we should, because maybe somebody... Maybe we should, just because I'm not sure if anybody else will be free that day. Yeah. Pony Baby says we need to take that week off.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take off the week of the 25th?
Yeah. Can you hear one?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So then nobody will hear from me again until the 2nd of December. But they will hear from you next week because you will be on with our Customizer of the Month. After November, we will not have another Customizer interview until January. As I will be available all month. We are not having another meeting until January.
All right. But yay, that means more Pandora.
And next month we'll have possibly 5 Mondays, unless we decide to take off the day before the day before if we decide to take off the day before Christmas.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get closer to it.
Yeah. But do you want to hear something exceedingly funny that
sure.
My mother attempts to hit me about every single time I mention it? I had taken off because my company, we get Thanksgiving Day and we get the day after Thanksgiving off as holidays. I normally work Saturdays, so I would have had to come in on Saturday, but I decided to go ahead and take off the Saturday of that weekend. But then Sunday and Monday are my normal days off. I actually end up with a mini vacation.
Nice.
Because I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, wow. You can get caught up on some manga and some anime. And
yeah, my intention.
Listening to the customizer interviews that we've done so far.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be my total thing I'm planning on doing. I'm going to watch some anime, get caught up on listening to the customizer interviews. I tend to leave the reading of the manga to when I'm on my way to work. You know, it's pretty nice. I can get through an entire book before I get to work and then an entire book after I get off of work.
Hey, guess what I'm doing now?
What are you doing?
I'm eating Nerds.
You meanie. Oh, I did forget to... Did I ever tell you what happened on Halloween?
No. What happened on Halloween?
A really quick story. At work, it's a really big holiday for us to go ahead and celebrate Halloween. So all the departments get together. They all pick a theme to try and win. My team decided we were going to do an asylum. We ended up winning Most Frightening because we scared our boss into a corner.
Nice! Well, come on. That's what she gets for opening Pandora's box.
Exactly. But not only that, I was dressed up in scrubs, which meant I had pockets everywhere, and everyone had buckets of candy out. I swear, it was like I went trick-or-treating.
I went trick-or-treating. me and Fred and Melody's godfather took Melody out treating. Main Street Tigard, where I live, all the shops there were basically like, they had people sitting outside the business with big buckets of candy and stuff.
Ah.
And Melody loved it. She can't eat any of the candy, of course. That's for me and sometimes Daddy. But she loved all the little kids and being dressed up in costume. And she was just laughing and smiling, and she wasn't afraid of anybody. Not even
there
the guy at the hardware store with the demon mask, and not even the guy outside the pub dressed as Beetlejuice dancing to Shake, Shake, Shake to Nora.
Oh, my God, you so should have, like, caught that on camera or something.
Oh, I'm sure somebody did. I'm sure if I look up Tiger Chamber of Commerce, they have something about
probably
it. Board. They did big wooden cutouts of the sandworms and put it on the outside of the pub.
Oh, my God.
Beetlejuice and sandworms and shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body liner. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. That's not the right channel.
Well, we have 10 seconds. Let's go ahead and say goodnight to our live audience.
Okay.
Good night.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good night, night, live audience. Yes, like I was saying, I don't actually remember the tune very much to Shake, 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 Sonora, but I remember it was in Beetlejuice, and we had a lot of fun dancing to it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, see, the other thing we did was I made signs that said, you know, how you go past, like, certain hospitals, they have the signs out that say, please do not pick up hitchhikers. Well, I sat there and I made, like, several of them in several variations. So, yeah, I got to take a box of crayons to work through ahead and make those signs more realistic. I felt like I was working at Chase Bank again. Because when I worked as a telephone banker, everyone had a little bit of something at their desk that they can go ahead and, you know, be it like, you know, a puzzle to put together, or, you know, maybe a coloring book to color in, or just something they could do in between calls that didn't take much thought.
Yes.
So, you know, you're not bored out of your mind waiting for another phone call.
Well, call center work is how I got so good at drawing hands. I used to just have, like, pieces of printer paper and, like, a pencil, and I'd just draw my hand over and over again.
Yep. So, yeah, it was kind of, like, reminiscent of going back to that time. And my supervisor came out at one point, and he looks at me, and he goes, Amy. And I went, what? And he goes, you look so happy and content right now. It's like, well, you know, the claims aren't too bad today, and, you know, I got something else to keep me occupied, so I don't have to complain or look mean or mad.
Well, I think we had a very successful episode today.
I think so, too. Even though
we
haven't
been this on topic in weeks.
Yeah, I know. We've never gotten through two sets. Well, we didn't fully get through them, but, you know, we mentioned one.
With the promise of going back to it later for a dedicated show.
Yes. Again, as I said, we will go back to it when we can go ahead and sit there and give it the respect it deserves.
Absolutely.
Because some of these playsets, the amusement park itself could take an hour to describe.
Yes. It's going to be worth it, folks. Trust us.
Yes. Even if we do one play set a week, do you realize how many episodes we could draw play sets out into?
Oh, yeah. That's like a whole other year's worth of ponies right there.
There you go.
And I'm speaking in pony years, not in, like, you know, show years.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's our show for tonight. Whoa.
Oh, look, there's a cicada.
What in the world? Someone get the raid. Hurry, quick. Get the raid. Oh, wait, no, wait. Here. I found the frying pan.
Ow!
Okay, that should have killed it. Okay. Darn it!
Ow! Ow!
I think it's dead now.
Ow!
Baby, pony baby thinks we're crazy. And she wants me to know that she loves that little cicada.
Darn it!
Ow!
One of these days, I'm really going to kill that thing.
Today will not be that day, since it is being kept alive through the power of Melody's infatuation with the cicada.
Oh, my dog has an infatuation with them. He thinks they're food. Okay, that's it. I give up trying to kill it. I give up.
No more frying pan. Oh, don't look so sad, baby. I'm sure she'll try to kill it next time. Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Ow!
There we go. There's my smiley girl. There's my smiley girl, yes.
Did I get a smile out of her?
Yeah, and a shriek. Oh.
And a giggle shriek.
Yeah. All right. Well, I should say pony night nights for real, because I'm sure she wants to eat again. And
yeah, and I've got to start getting ready for bed.
Yep, because it's much later where you are than where I am.
Yes, it is currently 9 o'clock.
To me, it's only a little after 7.
Lucky.
All right, shall we sing our farewell song, Melody? We learned this at Book Babies. And I'm altering it for the show. Farewell, ponies. Farewell, ponies. Farewell, ponies. We're going to leave you now.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well,
repetition is king for little people.
Yes, it definitely is. And you will see everyone on the 18th next week. I will see everyone in 3 weeks. Yeah, I think 3 weeks.
Yes, and we shall all miss you muchly and lament the loss of your presence.
I will think of you I will think of you as I am doing my meeting.
All right.
So,
have your meeting, give them what for and all that.
Definitely will. And I will see you again soon. Oh, by the way, I've already set up next week's show.
All right.
I set it up last week.
I will double check in a couple days just to make sure that no technical error has eaten the show.
I hope not. So,
remember to send me the information on our customizer.
Yep. We'll definitely do that tonight. Okay.
All right.
Then I will see you later.
See you later. Party
night night. Is that it? Are we alone? Well, it's going to be a very long 3 weeks, but I'll see you all on December 2nd. Remember, Nishi will be here next week. So, till I see you all again, happy pony hunting, especially the day after Thanksgiving. Good night.